Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm.
We have some really great stuff to start off our show with. First off, something that I don't think a lot of us thought we'd ever see. That's okay. Going to be our first story.
That's a good one.
Second story is going to be about a local good story, a nonprofit that's helping our veterans that we can help out.
Very cool.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later. We have a hero that we want to talk about.
Hero.
Yes, a hero. A true hero, sort of. sort of. We'll get into that a little bit later, of course.
Let me a hero.
Nice. We'll get into our National Day of Calendar. We have that coming up as well in this hour. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. I peeked ahead. We got quite a few in there. That's
nice,
pretty cool.
Nice.
Want to remind everybody to get us your birthdays and anniversaries for tomorrow and the weekend. Be sure to do that. info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Can always direct message us on Facebook.
Yes, indeed.
All that coming up, 9 o'clock hour. Good stories. That ain't right stories. We'll see what else we can get into. We're going to touch on all those things. We'll let you know what our schedule is looking like for this morning in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
First up, Seth, how are you hanging in there? Do you need a nap?
No. Do I need a nap? Yes. Yes, I do need a nap. But no, it's all good. It's all good.
Good.
It was kind of fun yesterday. So they had, after school at the middle school, they had a yard party.
Oh, cool.
From till about 4:30, I think, till the end of school till 4:30. So I took the boys over there last night. They had a lot of fun. They had some of our good people. The Rocky Rococo was there. They had some ice cream there. So
nice.
It was a lot of fun. It was nice to enjoy the weather. I mean, beautiful afternoon yesterday.
It really was.
It was nice to get outside with them a little bit before I had to go back and go inside. On stage.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that going?
It's going fine.
For those that don't know, Seth is going to be playing Oscar Madison, the lead in The Odd Couple for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater coming up in October. We're going to talk a lot more about it as we get closer to it.
Yeah.
But you can get your tickets right now, wrctheater.org.
Mm-hmm.
You got into this a week or so a little late.
Right.
How has that been going? Do you feel up to speed now with everybody?
I do feel up to speed with all the blocking and stuff. It's going to take a little bit longer for all the lines to come.
Oh, yeah.
Because the memorizing, because it's just a lot of lines. It's just the sheer quantity for the character. But it'll be fine. It's a process that we all have actors have memorizing lines. So it'll get there. It's just I need enough time to do it. That's all.
One of the things that I enjoy about working with Tim is Tim matches my insanity with the way that he rehearses and goes over his lines.
Tense.
He is. Tense. He is. I what he does better, so much better than I do, though, is he's still approachable. Like, I get intense. It's a comedy. What are you doing, man? Come on. Tim, you can still go up to him. You'll hug him if you see him.
Yeah.
And you'll definitely, enjoy the show. You'll enjoy the time. It's good to hear, man. And again, I am so excited for this production. It is going to be a really, really fun time.
Mm-hmm.
You've done Neil Simon shows before, correct?
I have, yes.
I thought so. So you know better than most the dialogue, marathon that is with his work. Because I think a lot of people think, okay, an actor just has to memorize their lines. And sure, some actors do that. Mm-hmm. Marlon Brando was famous for memorizing cue lines, not his own. And that would be frustrating for some actors, and other actors enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I would love to work off of somebody like that. I think that would be really interesting. What I like about what your approach is, Seth, is you have a very a detailed approach, but you have a good pace with it. I don't feel like what's going on in your own head, only you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't ever come across like the sky is falling. And I think that the more of that you have on a show, the better, especially when you have people who haven't done it as much.
Right. And every actor has a different way of doing it, especially memorization, because it's a very personal thing, like Tim is a great example. Tim counts his lines. He actually counts how many he has, and he works from there. He does very mathematical way of doing it. I always divide up. If I have a big role like Oscar, I divide it up into chunks. I divide it up into each, not scene per se, but each grouping. So, for instance, there's the opening poker scene. So that's one big chunk. And then there's the scene right after that with Felix and Oscar and their first, alone together on stage chunk. And that's what I, you know, I work on that. And when I kind of separate them out a little bit, and that makes it easier, because then it's like, okay, now I'm moving on to this chunk, especially when I'm on stage. Okay, that's where I'm going next. And then I just go from there. So that's how I do it. I divide it into different sections.
I find that really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think I might start doing that, because the way I've been doing it, you know, if I'm in a three-act play, I memorize the first act. And then, you know, during my little downtime, I memorize the second act. And then if I get a chance, I'll try to memorize the third. But I'm kind of winging it. No, that's a great process. That's a really good one. I appreciate you sharing that, especially because we want to encourage people to attend these shows, not only, obviously, to attend them, but to be a part of them. We want you to be a part of the WRCT experience.
Absolutely.
Or wherever you are living, your local community theater's experience. It is something I genuinely think everybody should enjoy. And yes, I did ask my one of my better friends how he was doing and how his character was going, in part to segue to something I wanted to talk about.
Nice. That's good.
In all honesty, I did want to know how things are going.
Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to ask you before we jumped on air.
Right, exactly. So, I didn't have much time today.
Why not just mix it into the whole entire thing here?
They can eavesdrop on our conversation.
And you guys are going to do that a little more, actually, because Seth and I don't have as much time to powwow as we used to
and
kind of communicate and talk and session and everything. And we are working on a show together.
Yep.
It's going to be called Unlabeled. It is going to be music and entertainment show.
Yes.
Where we are able to focus on local entertainment, whether that is music, that is plays, that is juggling, it is a magician.
Whatever's going on.
Hey, kids shows, all kinds of stuff. We want to have everybody on the air with us. It's another opportunity for us to do local work, to bring people on, and to touch on something that our station doesn't have, an entertainment
show.
Not
right now, no.
We've got more things like that in the works as far as show, you know, windows that we're not walking through yet. Or doorways we're not walking through.
One thing at a time.
I really showed my background by saying window we walk through. I really, really showed my old school days.
Don't defenestrate yourself.
Yeah, it was nicely done. We are working on that show. Looking forward to it. Seth's got a bit of a break coming up here. He's going to be gone for a couple of days.
Yep.
Almost a week. Not a complete week, but about that.
Over a weekend, a couple of days here and there.
Yeah. Somewhere around there. When you get back, we're going to be really hitting the ground running with that show, doing our best to get it going. I do want to credit you and thank you about the podcast work you've been doing. I've heard great responses from people about that.
Good.
I want to take a moment to touch on how you do that, Seth, and where people can find them.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of our original content is on podcast now.
It is. On civicmedia.us. That's the website of our parent company, Civic Media. And they have all the podcasts, all their locally produced shows on the website. All you do is go to, like I said, civicmedia.us, click on shows. And they've got just a whole list of all the shows that we offer in podcast form right now, daily shows, weekend shows, whatever it is. So the process is we record every hour of the morning. So there's a 3-hour morning show. Each hour is broken up into its own chunk, I guess you could say. And I go through it. I take out all the commercials. And then I get it ready to go online. And I also do a little blurb on the website page. We do WordPress is what we use, so it's actually pretty simple. I do a title for the show hour, I do a little blurb about what we talk about, and then we post it, and then I post it online, and there you go. It's easy as that. And then I try to do it as soon as after the show as we can, so we can get it right up there for people to check out.
What are you doing to make me sound so good? Because I don't know.
It's not me.
I don't feel like I've ever sounded better than in these podcasts, man. I've really enjoyed
that. No, the recordings are excellent. They really are.
It is so clear.
It is
so crisp.
Sounds good.
I re-listened to a little bit of the show with you and Mel yesterday, and man, I was taken back by that. It was really cool. It was really nice to see. And Seth ain't kidding, everybody. Everything is there for you. Whether you like Morning Show, Morning Magazine, you want a little bit of both, it is right there for you. Playmakers is even a part of Morning Magazine.
Yes,
which
it is.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Just a shout out to Civic Media. I don't want to say that this wasn't something Mike was thinking of too, but I know I talked to Sage quite closely about this idea and this project, and I know how much it means to him.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that it means something to him, because it really, really benefits all of us.
It does.
I've mentioned many times, old friend of mine, Will, listens to us out in California. I don't know necessarily all the reasons Will listens to the show, but he does love listening to the show. He now, once I sent this to him last week, he flipped out, man. This is so much quicker for him. This is so much easier for him. Mm-hmm. And he's not alone. I've talked to a handful of other people and some relatives out there that listen now to State and that. It's a new day.
It is.
It really is, man. I mean, this is the game today.
Yep.
You know, this is where you need to be if you want to not only grow your business, you want to keep it alive.
Right.
You've got to have podcasts. You've got to get into that world.
And when you have a guy like Sage, whose background is in IT and is in computer software, he's a software designer by trade, you're going to get that. And that's one of the great things about having the ownership that we do now, someone who really understands it. And that's great.
At FRM Fest, I got the chance to run into a bunch of local favorites of ours here at the station. Saw Doug Mahan. Good to see him. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen him in a while.
Ran to interview him. Yeah.
Ran into did you? That's cool. On Saturday?
Yeah, on the air. That's awesome. We got to interview Doug. Yeah.
Doug's a great interviewer.
Yes,
Doug's a
is.
Good talker.
Yeah.
That's cool to hear. We also ran into Howard Grip. And Howard and I had a good conversation a week or so ago at the Marnie Magazine. And he asked me, hey, I hate to bug you. Is there any chance to get that? I really enjoyed that interview. Is there any way to get that? It's the first moment I've had really since a listener or a guest has asked me that. And man, I must have like changed colors because he just kind of like took a step back looking at me like, are you okay? Like, I'm just so excited about this. It's a new day. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. So
again, civicmedia.us is where you go to find all of our original content, civicmedia.us. And I can finally say to all of my fellow actor friends and entertainer friends, I have a podcast.
You actually have a podcast.
I technically can say that.
It's not a specific podcast, but hey, that's quibbling. Let's not get into that.
Seth, have you ever heard of Patagonia?
Patagonia, yes, I have heard of Patagonia.
There are, for those that haven't, they're an American realtor of outdoor clothing. It was founded by Yvonne Ciodorini in 1973, and it's based out of Ventura, California. Being out there, out west, I'm familiar with their clothes, a very popular brand. I always figured they were kind of popular. When I first moved out there, I figured they were kind of popular, like Carhartt out here. You know?
Oh, yes.
Like something that just, it's you see it on everybody wearing it. It's popular clothes. They're good clothes. They're durable, all that stuff. I figure, well, it's got to be an image thing or something like that. But most people that I talked to about it, it was in part because of the company's MO, their mission, really, to better the world, to better our planet, to better our Earth, and make it a better place. Now, nowadays, you will hear things like carbon emissions and different terms that a lot of companies use, or carbon offset is the most popular one. That's
what you're talking about.
Carbon offset, where it is essentially, if I cost the planet 20 trees, I'll plant 20 trees and everything's all better. I'm sorry, that is not how science works.
It's not.
That's not how it works. You really want to help the planet, how about don't knock down those 20 trees and put up 20 more trees?
Yeah, there you go.
That kind of thing.
Yep.
Put your money where your mouth is. Well, that's what we've been saying to companies forever. I would say it's been decades that we've been asking companies, billionaires, to actually do something instead of just like putting, hey, this is Green Week at our company, so we're going to pretend to go green this week.
Right.
Or how about every celebrity that we see that talks a good game about going green and then takes their private jet to the film festival and everything.
Or do commercials for crypto.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Boy, that's irritating.
All of this.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, our first story today comes... And I am not a person that gets surprised very often. I was genuinely surprised by this story.
Okay.
Because I didn't think that we'd really see this in our lifetime, Seth. I thought maybe this was something the younger generation would be doing. It's actually a couple generations above ours that is doing this.
It is. That's true.
A half century after founding the outdoor apparel maker Patagonia, Yvonne Ciodorini, the eccentric rock climbing climber who became a reluctant billionaire with his unconventional spin on capitalism, has given the company away. Yes, he has given the company away. Rather than selling the company or taking it public, he and his wife and two adult children have transferred their ownership of Patagonia, valued at about $3 billion, that's with a B,
that's
$3 billion.
$3 billion.
To a specifically designated trust and a nonprofit organization. They were created to preserve the company's independence and ensure that all of its profits, some $100 million a year, are used to combat climate change and protect underdeveloped land around the globe. The unusual move comes as at a moment of growing scrutiny for billionaires and corporations whose rhetoric about making the world a better place is often overshadowed by their contributions to the very problem they claim to want to solve. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Mr. Chiandari's relinquishment, man, my tongue will not wake up this morning, relinquishment of the family fortune is in keeping with his longstanding disregard for business norms and his lifelong love for the environment.
Hmm.
Quote, hopefully this will influence a new form of capitalism that doesn't end with a few rich people and a bunch of poor people, he says, at 83 years old. We are going to give away the maximum amount of money to people who are actively working on saving the planet. And you can find this complete article. There's a lot more to this, but the complete article at thenewyorktimes.com. Mm-hmm. Want to be sure to give credit to David Giles, who does some really nice reporting for them.
Mm.
This is huge.
Wow.
This is huge.
It's amazing.
I am not a foolish man. I am trying to find more hope in my life. The problem is I was born part robot, I think, and I have to really actually download a hope chip and hopefully have more hope in me. So I'll be honest that I am creating some of this myself.
Yes.
But even with my kind of cynical brain sometimes,
right,
this is a new day.
Yes.
This, by the law of averages, he will not be the only one. Lightning does not strike just one time.
In this kind of case, yeah.
It's going to happen again. I don't know how often and I don't know when, but it will happen again.
Yes.
He will not be the only one. If for any other reason than other billionaires wanting to look like this.
Yes.
Do something similar to this. This is one time where a billionaire put his money where his mouth is.
Yes.
And genuinely did something. I believe he may have gone a little above and beyond, but it's not as if his family's going to be hurting.
No.
the big catch to this was he was taken out of the billionaire game. That he's not in the billionaire club anymore, which he never cared about to begin with.
It sounds like he really didn't care about that.
Didn't go to the meetings, didn't wear the pin,
no.
didn't learn the secret handshake or any of that. He didn't care. And we need more people caring about this. At what point is enough money? At what point do you get to where you're like, you're Amazon boy, or you're any of these tech guys or anything else, and you're, you know what, maybe I'm good, maybe the rest of the world isn't,
Yeah.
But where do you get to that point?
Yeah.
It's your money. I am never going to yell at people for doing what they do with their money.
Right.
I will shame you. I will hopefully publicly shame you along with other people.
Right.
Because I don't think that's my right.
Yeah.
That's my God-given right as an American.
Yes.
But I'm not going to, if they're sitting right in the room with us right now, I'm not going to treat them like a jerk. I'm not going to play low to go low with them. I go high when they go low, like Michelle Obama said. I believe in that.
Yeah.
When we can. I don't always do it. I'll be completely honest.
You're also human. So let's be honest.
I like what this can mean, not just for our planet, but the future. And
yes.
I'm hopeful about that.
I think
that's pretty cool.
I really appreciate you bringing up hope, because it's really easy right now to see no hope, especially when it comes to the climate catastrophe that we are in at the moment and continuing to head towards. And all I say is, for those people that say, one guy, what's that going to do? How is that going to help? Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
Everyone has to do something in order to do this. Yes. Now, the big polluters, we know who they are. We know who the big polluters are, and we still have not taken them to task for that.
Right.
But at the same time, doing this, great. Bring it on. Keep it coming, everybody. Every part will help.
Yeah. It doesn't take a whole lot to make a difference if all of us are doing it.
Exactly, exactly. And those people who have a lot more resources than, say, you or I, actually, I think, maybe they do have a little bit more responsibility because of how they made their money. They had to get it from something, and usually it's from some kind of extraction.
Yeah.
It had something to do with creating where we are now. So, maybe a little responsibility.
Arbor Day is Friday, April 29th, and we're going to have a lot of, grade schoolers and people planting a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Say around the whole United States, there's 100 trees planted, let's say.
Yeah.
That may only be 100 trees, but that's 100 more trees.
It's 100 more trees.
Every bit makes
a
difference.
It's one more tree.
Especially when a billionaire does it, because
it's,
the cool thing about this that they were so smart about, it's not just the money that they just donated to this. Mm-hmm. It's the all the profits they continue to make.
That's
every time you're buying this from this company.
Yes,
it's going to be contributing to that cause. It's going to be contributing to that wonderful, you know, the thing that they're doing there.
Yes,
it's pretty amazing.
You are absolutely right.
So we're going to take we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back with our National Day of Calendar a little later. I want to take some time with that nonprofit story that's doing some good stuff. We'll come back with more on Mornings on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jen. We appreciate the updates. Love our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. They're going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Paul then. Actually got a couple questions for Paul.
That's good.
Looking forward to talking with them more about it later. Right now, looking forward to telling you what is special about today in our National Day of Calendar. Seth and I are going to tackle that right now for this September 15th, 2022.
Lots going on today.
Yeah. Today is the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Very cool.
This has always been a little confusing to me, to be honest with you, because I have a lot of Latin friends. I mean, a lot of Latin friends. And almost every single one of them are not real keen on the term Hispanic.
Mm.
They're not very keen. Like, some are about Latinx, some aren't. But not everybody is, because Hispanic, for those that don't know, it means that you speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Now, Seth and I could be very fluent in Spanish, and that would mean we are Hispanic. And that doesn't really fit with the mold of what we're talking about
here
when we're talking creeds.
Yeah.
But I digress. It is Hispanic Heritage Month, the beginning of it. It goes from now until October 15th. Celebrate Latin culture. There is literally a billion things to celebrate.
Lots of cool things.
If you just want to jam out to some Santana, or you want to learn some more about some of the great things that have been done by their people in the world and the impact that they have made, there is literally billions of examples of different things you can say. It's National Felt Hat Day. So if you have a new hat, feel it up.
James, it's made of felt.
No, are
you're
you
not
sure?
supposed to feel it. Yeah, it's.
I stand corrected. Never mind. National Felt Hat Day.
Yes.
It's also Make a Hat Day, so I see that maybe you can combine those two, right?
Make a felt hat. Yeah.
There you go.
Then you're reset.
Homemade hats are awesome.
I agree. I think they're
love
neat.
Homemade hats. Yes. Usually stocking caps or something, but they are great.
I had a bunch of those for winter when I was a kid. My grandma made. I loved them. They were the best. They were the best.
That is really cool.
Yes.
I would love to get to a point where all my clothes are like kind of homemade, sort of. not homemade or handmade necessarily. Handmade.
Handmade,
I think that'd be kind of cool.
That would be.
I don't mean that in like some hippie way or anything like that. I just think that it'd be kind of like nice to have clothes that are that individual.
Yeah. I agree.
And we've got enough clothes. We've got enough clothes on the planet. We can stop making clothes right now, and it would be 100 years.
Clothe everybody for 100 years. Yeah.
It'd be 100 years before we'd have to need a new shirt.
You're right.
Like, there's plenty of clothes. National Creme de Menthe Day.
Creme de Menthe. You know, I'm not a fan of, and this is just in general, of minty drinks. Any kind of minty. I like mint, but I don't like minty drinks.
I had to think about it. I haven't had one.
I have not had one of these.
And so all I got as a comparison is mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah, mint chocolate chip ice cream. It's close. Yeah.
I like that once in a while. I can't eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
I can't eat a ton of it.
It's a little much.
I imagine that I'd be the same way with this stuff.
Yes. Yeah. People like it because it's green, I think. It's a green color. I like it.
There you go. If that does it for you.
I agree.
Hey, I'm not going to begrudge anybody their happiness.
That's what you want.
If it makes you happy, go for it.
That's right.
Butterscotch Cinnamon Pie Day.
I can honestly say I've never had that pie before, but I am very much intrigued. It looks like pumpkin pie, though. I do really enjoy butterscotch. It's a great flavor. An underused flavor out there.
There is a pie that exists that you have not eaten.
Yeah. There's probably a couple.
Dun, dun, dun. I didn't see that coming.
You know, I wonder if I went to Misty's if I could ask if they would make one, just because I don't even know if he makes those butterscotch cinnamon, but we'd have to figure it out, find out. I'm curious now.
Seth is right. We're looking at a picture of it, and I thought it was. I got excited at first because I thought it was pumpkin pie.
It looks pumpkin. Yeah.
I would try that.
Yeah. Butterscotch is good.
International Dot Day. Okay. Motivated with the hope to inspire adults and children to get involved with creative activities and pursuits, Dot Day offers a reason for people to stop limiting themselves and just open up their minds and imaginations.
Dots. I love dots.
Yeah. International Dot Day is staged to encourage people to, of all ages, to harness their creativity. The inspiration behind the event is the children's book, The Dot, by Peter H. Reynolds.
It's an excellent book, by the way. I've read it.
The story behind the book relates the tale of a teacher who challenges one of his female pupils, Vashti, to take courage in her abilities. As the story progresses, from a simple dot on a page, the youngster goes on to make her mark. That was published in 2003, so that's probably why I don't know that. I was like,
you wouldn't know that one. Yeah, it's a little newer, but it's a great story. It's so much fun.
That's
yeah.
very cool. Anything that talks about creativity, encouraging yes. creativity and imagination, not just in us, but in the youth. Now, this is one of those ones where I will beg and plead, and with no shame, please encourage creativity in children. Please create it. I don't care if it's what the field is. That's your thing. That's their thing. That's what drives them. But every field in the world has creativity in it. And the more you encourage children to use their imaginations and their creativity, the better off that their brains will be as they get older. Not just in business and in work. It will be, but not just in that. But we have proof that doing that at a young age can help with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Mm-hmm. Keep your brain busy.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of good reasons to encourage kids to use their imagination.
100%, man. 100%.
And none of it has to do with writing on the walls. I promise I'm not just trying to get your kids to write on the walls.
You are.
I am a little bit.
Yes, you are.
I am a little bit. I am a bad influence.
Hey, writing on the walls is better than on the furniture. Let me put it that way. Yeah, okay, much better than the furniture.
That is a good point, actually. National Double Cheeseburger Day.
I know what I'm having for lunch.
Yeah, all it's missing is the bacon.
I was going to say, this is like James's day here. Double cheeseburger day.
So you have a pie. You have a pie on this day.
Yeah,
have a double cheeseburger on this day, and both are great.
I
love them.
I would totally. That's a meal right there.
You know, the only thing better than a cheeseburger is a double cheeseburger.
That's right.
National Cheese Toast Day.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to be. I don't like to quibble, but the picture they show just looks like a grilled cheese sandwich.
It looks like a grilled cheese sandwich
or toasted cheese sandwich. Yeah. It seems like it's the same thing. I don't know.
Cheese toast is a delicious dish. It's a California-born favorite that has grown in popularity.
So how do you make it? How is it different? I'm so curious.
I'm trying to see here.
Yeah.
So Sizzler's restaurant did this in 1958 in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Sizzler's cheese toast was originally made using an egg bread, and then it used a Parmesan cheese mixture on top. Then over time, the chefs switched from a white egg-based bread to a French bread that had a margarine base.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. I do love French bread.
Yes. And I'm not sure what it is, but it does look good.
Look pretty good. Yeah. It does also look like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah,
it's World Afro Day. Enjoy your curls, your nappy hair, everybody out there, all my fellow nappy heads. Enjoy your hair. Enjoy it. Hair is becoming more and more something that there is an understanding in culture, even for those that don't come from it, that. Hey, they have their hair that way, maybe because of style, maybe because they think it's cool or makes them stand out, or maybe it is a cultural thing.
Yes.
That's part of the reason why my hair is longer, and I'll have it long, well, as long as I can. I will have to cut it eventually for some role or something I know, so I'm just going to live it up as I can. And if I'm being honest, I also can't afford a sports car, so this is my midlife crisis kind
just
of thing,
get
too.
Keep the hair. The hair.
I'm so joking. I wish that was it.
I love the afro. The afro is one of my favorite hairstyles because it's just out there, man. It's just, check out my hair, man. I love it.
You can't ignore an afro.
No, you can't.
I love it.
It draws your eye. If you see someone with an afro, it's like, whoa, yeah. And it usually draws a smile. It's hard to look at an afro without smiling.
I agree.
I'm telling you.
Some legendary afros in history.
Yes.
It's National Linguine Day. Pretty good noodle. Not one of my favorites, but a good one.
Now it's garbage.
It's garbage. It's garbage over here. If it ain't angel hair, if it ain't rigatone, it's garbage. No, Linguini's great.
A little preview of The Odd Couple there for you.
Yeah, nicely done.
It's not spaghetti. It's linguine.
So well done by you. So well done. And it is Greenpeace Day.
Oh, perfect.
Make everyday changes in your life to help preserve the planet or volunteer with or donate to Greenpeace to further their cause of planet salvation. We got one rock, everybody.
Yeah, planet salvation. I like that.
Yeah. And just like our opening story today, every one of us can make a difference. Some of us a little more than others.
Yes.
Everybody can make an impact.
Everyone can help. Yep.
Change the world, make it better, and be good to each other and the Mother Earth. We'll take a break. We'll play some news from Melissa. We'll come back and have some more fun. Mornings on WFHR.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy starts your day, y'all. Mm-hmm. Ease into it, everybody. I'm stopped doing that now.
Welcome back, everyone. The morning's on WFHR. Serious comedy starts your day. 7:42 on the clock. You have Seth and James here with you. In a little bit, we're going to talk about a couple of these interesting things, like science has done something with tattoos. And the Toy Hall of Fame. We got to talk about that, Seth.
Oh, every year. Got to talk about the Toy Hall of Fame.
We'll start the 8 o'clock hour with those.
Okay.
We kick off this part of the show with this one, and it comes to us from WAOW Channel 9. And say hello to and a good morning to Adrian Daniel and a couple of all of our friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
Northwoods Nonprofit is looking for donations. We go to Gleason, Wisconsin for our second good story of the day, really.
Sure.
A Northwoods Nonprofit is seeking help after going nearly a month without any donations. Apex Angels and Warriors is a nonprofit in Gleason. Their mission is to help veterans dealing with trauma and post-traumatic stress by using wolf dogs.
Wow.
While the wolf dogs do their job to service the country's heroes, organizers are asking for help to feed the dogs. Director Michelle Last said that they usually receive donations at least once a week, but they have not had any in 3 weeks.
Oh, dear.
Each dog eats about 3 pounds of meat every day.
Whoa.
A total need of nearly 300 pounds per week. Last is asking people to check the back of their freezer for any meat that won't be eaten. The organization accepts almost all raw meats and fish except pork.
Okay.
The organization accepts, again, almost all raw meats except meats and fish except pork.
Pork, there we go, yeah.
For those interested in donating, you can go ahead and give them a call at 715-921-9785. That's 921-9785. Or you can visit their website, and that is apexangelsandwarriors.org.
Mm.
Now, one thing I will warn you about, if you're going to the website right now, especially, it might crash because so many people have been doing this. That does not mean that we can take our foot off the gas, though.
No.
They got a lot of dogs. They could use the help.
Yep.
And by helping these dogs, you are helping our soldiers, our veterans.
Yep.
This is the definition of a win-win.
Yep.
Dogs get to eat. Dogs are happy.
Yep.
The gang at Apex is happy. And our veterans are that much better.
Yep.
And I don't believe I have to tell the audience we're not doing enough for our veterans.
No, nope.
We have veterans who are homeless.
Yep.
We have veterans who have hungry families.
Yep.
We have veterans who are contemplating suicide.
Yep.
We are not doing enough. This falls on all of us. You can point your finger at the radio and say, I did. I donated this. I bought an orange blossom. I did this. You ain't done enough. We haven't done enough.
Yes.
We can do more.
Yep.
I encourage you to do that. Take on take the initiative here. It's ground beef. It's meat.
Yes.
I mean, it's not something that is a huge requirement out of you.
Right.
You get some ground beef. Maybe you're going to get ground beef anyway. How many of us don't buy ground beef?
Yeah.
Buy some. Buy an extra pound.
Buy an extra pound.
Send it to them.
Or like they said, you know, dig in the back of the freezer, man.
Yeah.
You're just going to probably throw that out anyway. Get some use out of it. Don't throw it away.
Yeah.
It's a win-win-win then. I mean, everybody wins.
You could certainly donate dollars and cents. That
of course.
Goes a very long way, and it's very appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one great way that you can help.
Yep.
And as long as we're talking veterans, let's touch on this, Seth. Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534, our local VFW post, has a steak feed coming up next Tuesday from 4:30 to 7. You had me at steak.
That's all you need, steak.
Open to the public, the Don Knuth Memorial Hall at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids is where this will be taking place. $20 meal includes 12-ounce New York strip steak,
whoa,
sautéed mushroom, sautéed onions, a baked potato or rice pilaf, whole kernel corn or green beans, dinner rolls, assorted desserts, condiments, milk, coffee. Limited takeout available at the door as well.
Nice.
So if you don't have the time to maybe stick around, maybe you can do it that way. They'll have a cash bar with sodas, beer and wine will be available on premise. Proceeds go to support the VFW Post 2534 and its ongoing mission to support veterans and their families here in central Wisconsin. And a shout out to every one of them.
Yes. Now, that's a delicious way to support veterans.
This is one. Now, you could do both, and I encourage you and I thank you for doing both if you were able to. But, you know, being a part of our things at our local VFW here or wherever you're listening to us, your local VFW, again, is one more way we can help with these things.
Yep.
One more way we can help our veterans. And maybe, just maybe, we'll get to a point in the game where it's like, hey, you know, maybe we might actually have people who, now there's millions, there's, I should say, thousands of people that serve because they want to, because it's in their heart. It's just who they are. It's the way they were born.
Yep.
They will be the first to tell you, because I can tell you that my grandfathers were telling me this when I was 10. We need more. We need more recruits. We need more people. Not everybody wants to go into service anymore. I believe that part of that has to do with them seeing. I know in my 45 years of life, I have not seen us treat our veterans right. Nope. I haven't seen it. That can't help.
No,
I'm not
can't.
Saying it's a deterrent, but it certainly doesn't help things.
No.
So, again, these things, when you hear about them, when you are able to participate and be a part of them, we greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
Buckley Baldwin, VFW Post 2534, steak feed going on next Tuesday, September 20th, 4:30 to 7:00.
Very cool.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll get into a hero. We're going to talk about a hero when we come back, Seth.
All right.
Yeah, a true hero. When we come back on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you, 7:50 on the clock. And we just got done talking about some heroes with our VFW and our veterans. And now we're going to talk about one. And we do throw around terms a lot nowadays.
We do.
And maybe I'm throwing the term hero at this guy when he might not deserve it. But I got to say that I'm a pretty big fan of this person.
All right.
And I think you guys might be too. You might actually want spammers to call you after this. A guy named Omar Korari runs a small IT company in North Carolina, but had a lot of free time on his hands early in the pandemic. So he decided to start answering all the telemarketer calls he got so he could threaten to sue them.
Ooh.
Like a lot of us, he's on the do not call list, so they're technically not allowed to call him, but most people don't jump through hoops to actually do anything about it. He says he wouldn't suggest other people try it because it was basically a full-time job. But he ended up getting settlements from 20 to 30 different companies for a grand total of 100 grand, or around 100 grand.
Wow, yeah. Look at that.
Now he's figuring out what he wants to do with all the money. He just bought a bar in downtown Winston-Salem, and he's calling it the wrong number.
He's got a sense of humor, too. I love that.
I mean, yes. Just incredibly well played there, sir. Nicely done.
And nicely done.
That is pretty darn funny. That is pretty funny. He's doing a soft open next month, and he's really staying on theme with it. A lot of the spam calls he came from debt companies. So the drink menu will include one called debt relief and another called car warranty. He's really leaned into this.
Ah, that's great. Oh man, I hope it's a success, man.
You know, our first story of the day, we talked about hopefully, you know, that that gentleman, he can set an example and other, you know, millionaires and billionaires will do something similar to him. I hope that this sets an example to scammers out there and the spammers and everything.
Yeah.
That you know, they're always going to exist probably.
They will.
But their numbers are going to be dwindling with more and more of these kind of stories, because there's a lot of things that people are tired of, and they're not tired of like they're going to, you know, go marching in the streets or something like that. They're tired of it on a personal, like, responsibility basis. And you know what? I'm tired of this thing, so I'm going to do something about it. A lot of that, especially as we are in election season, has to do with researching on certain topics. And, okay, maybe I was going to vote for this guy, but then I researched and I found out all the people that are in his pocket, and I don't want to vote for that.
Yep.
Because that is what you are voting for. Completely forget about the image and the name of the person on the ticket.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. What matters is how they represent their constituents.
Yep.
And who is in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
End of some period. Like, that's where it goes. A dot, as we're talking about dot today. That's what you got to know.
Yes.
Now, everything else after that is wonderful, is good, is interesting, and I'm not trying to take anything away from any candidate or person running in office, their personalities or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and email me plenty of examples, I'm sure, in history of politicians who this didn't fit. We all understand that it fits the majority.
Yes.
And that's what I'm talking about here.
Yep.
And you do a little homework, you find out a little bit more. You take the extra step, you're tired of spam calls, threaten them, turn it back on them, ask to talk to their owner, ask to talk to their boss or something like that.
Right.
I mean, I am so sick and tired of the average person, not American, average person, anybody around the world can be like this. They just sit there and they whine and whine and whine and they do nothing. They do nothing about it. They don't vote. They don't research stuff. They just sit there and complain. And we got no business. I mean, time is going to run you over. History only goes forward. Mm-hmm. Time only goes forward. And you are going to get left behind if you are one of those people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's... and one of the things that this reminds me of, this story that you just read, is that we actually, there's a lot of rights that people don't use. Okay, so what he did was these spam callers were basically breaking the don't call list.
Yeah.
And that's what he got them on.
The law.
Yeah, they were breaking the law.
Yeah.
But unless someone brings it up, okay, these companies are going to break, if they can get away with it, they're going to get away with it. They're going to try to do it if they can get away with it. But if you call them on, like he did, now, everyone can't do that. But he gives a great example of that, of being able to say, hey, guess what? There was something I could do, and I did it. And look at what happened. So remember that, everybody. Remember that. You can do that.
We're going to try to do something a little different here, Seth. We're going to call an audible and something here. Good morning. You're on.
Hey, good morning. You know what I do with spam calls?
Yeah.
I take a dog whistle and I blow in their ears.
You know, it's been a while since we've talked, but that is exactly where my first guess would have went, hon. That's it. How you doing, Nat?
Yes, I do. Remember my voice, my goodness. It's been a long time since we talked.
It has, but it is so good to hear from you. And I got no problem with that. I think that's a good counter to it. I know that what my mom used to do. My sister loved, she had a pair of cymbals she loved playing with. So my mom would put the phone, and this is the back of the day with the long cord and everything.
Yes.
She'd go find Jill and put the phone right by Jill and just, here, Jill, and give her cymbals if she wasn't already playing with them. And just let her go to town.
Oh, I know.
That's
brilliant.
That's a pretty good one right there. It is always good to hear from you. You say hi to you and yours for us, okay?
I will do it.
Take care.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Love you back, hon. Thank you so much. That was good. That was good. Look, everything is fair game. You're breaking the law.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No apologies at all whatsoever.
No, not at all.
That's our nature, though, as human beings. Especially as Midwestern human beings. We're so inclined to say sorry or something like that.
Even though we did something right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I did the right thing. Apologize for that,
And I want to thank Nat not only for being an amazing person and listener. We do love hearing from you, hon. That is something that we are going to be doing more and more of.
It's a great example right there. Yeah.
Yeah. We do. I'm not going to be able to do it with every subject.
No.
For some technical reasons that we're working out on our end that will be worked out in no time. But I want people to I want to start off doing this kind of slowly, where we're kind of having subjects that are a little bit more inclined. We encourage you to engage with us.
We do.
But we all know how it is. I mean, we've all been listening to TV or the radio before, and we hear something and we think in that moment we have something to say. We want you to be able to do that. We want to interact with you guys more. Just want to be able to make sure that we're doing it and not angering the FCC while we're at it.
We want to keep our jobs, please.
Yep. Now, that does not mean that you have to call up and be yes men. We're not looking for people that necessarily, if you agree with us, sure. But if you're looking to have a debate, that's fine.
That's fine.
But I will tell you this. I will put this warning out there. And this is me. And unless I hear different, the moment you start name calling, the moment you turn into a child or a baby, we're done talking.
Yeah.
I got no interest in that. No. I am not going to waste our listeners' time with more bickering and more baby calling names and stuff like that.
Plenty of shows like that out there already.
I happen to have a couple of nephews. If I want to spend time around children, I can do that. I prefer not to spend my working hours doing it on the air unless we are engaged with some of our local, you know, grade schools or something like that.
And that's enjoyable.
Yes.
Playing with those kids is fun.
Yes, yes.
Playing with adult children, not so fun.
Man, I forgot how much it takes out of your legs playing with kids. I feel like for the most part, I'm in some of the best shape of my life.
Right.
I feel pretty good. I work out. I jog. I take walks. I do all these things. And a child's energy laughs at that. It takes it in your hand, in its hand, and it just crushes it and laughs and then runs in the other direction.
Yep. You got
There's no keeping up with kids. None. A big, gigantic shout out to every parent of a young child and to every teacher out there, every guardian, all the people like Boys and Girls Club, all that stuff.
The teachers have to deal with a whole bunch of them. I mean, they're amazing. They're amazing people.
I tip my hat to you. I bow to you.
Yes.
I pray for you.
all these things and more. All these things and more.
We wanted to tell you who we got coming up on Morning Magazine today. Seth, you got that?
I do. 10 o'clock, we've got Lisa Kubis coming in. She's the executive director of Visit Rome, and that is sponsored by our friends at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. And then at 10:30, we're going to be talking to Janelle Weir, the horticultural educator at Marathon Counties, and that's through the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension Office, Wood County.
Love talking to both of them.
Yes.
It's going to be a great conversation. And a little later on our station at 6:05, join us as Wisconsin Badger head football coach Paul Christ hits the airwaves with the Paul Christ Show.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that'll be at 6:05 today. Assumption taking on iScan on WIRI tomorrow at 6:50 with Randy Paul on the call. And then on Saturday, UW basketball, the Badgers taking, I'm getting excited about the basketball season.
Yeah, I can tell.
Wisconsin Badgers taking on New Mexico State at Camp Randall. 12:30 is when our coverage will start right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.